talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. From right to the front lines of history, and there's a lot of it made yesterday. We start with probably the most urgent question yesterday. That was the summit, the Zoom summit, between Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin of Russia about Russia's accumulation of troops on the Ukrainian border and constant threats to invade Ukraine. That's got to be deconstructed, and it's going to do it on this show. I'm going to tell you what the background is, what the result of the summit was, and what I think will happen in the future. The Russians have a good cop, bad cop approach to negotiations. They flooded their airways, which we all picked up in the West, not just the CIA and the FBI, but the popular press, of threats. What the Russians do is they use slightly lower level people who say extraordinarily, really extreme things. There's one of them who's a right-wing nut over there who would be the equivalent of, it would be as if you had Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Matt Gaetz, and Mo Brooks all rolled into one and letting them talk about the policy of the United States. As literally that bad. This guy threatened nuclear war. This guy said, well, we will do anything it takes to take Ukraine, and we will go to heaven as martyrs no matter what happens. Now, that's a phrase that's used by jihadists. They have plenty of jihadists on their borders, Chechnya and everywhere else, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, all the stands. And it was irresponsible talk, and Putin didn't say anything. Then they said, then Putin himself said, we are one people with Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine are the same. It was wrong that we ever let go of it. When we invaded Crimea in 2014, we should have gone all the way west and taken all of Ukraine. He said that. Then somebody else said, another extremist, well, nothing will come of this summit. It's a formality. There'll be no statements afterwards. That, quote, the smell of war is in the air, end quote. Now, that was not said by Putin. That was said by the good cop, bad cop, the guy who would be like Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene rolled into one. But it wasn't denied by Putin. This is all the bad cop coming out. Then the thing they fear the most economically is being disconnected from the SWIFT system. What is the SWIFT system? SWIFT stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. It's an international payment system. It's a messaging system that runs on a network of financial institutions globally, used by thousands of banks all around the world to communicate information on financial transactions in a secure and standardized way. If you are dropped from the SWIFT system, your checks will bounce. You are not going to get any money. You are going to be shut off of credit markets, because that was a separate threatened sanction. They're desperately afraid of that. Russia looks like a big deal. You think of 1,000 years of czars, Peter the Great, Catherine of Russia. Think of Napoleon invading Russia, Hitler invading Russia. You think of Russia. Russia were the ones, to their credit, in the late 19th century, finally polished off the Ottoman Empire and set them up for being ripped apart in the First World War. the Ottoman Empire, the Muslims have been the scourge of Europe since the 600s. A lot of history. So you think, well, this is a substantial country. Well, it is and it isn't. Yes, it is. All human beings are equal. But Russia has an economy the size of Italy. It's no longer invited into the G7 because of the invasion of Crimea. I was once in the Amsterdam airport, Schiphol airport, and there was a Russian guy in line. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with him, but they treated him with unbelievable disrespect. They dragged him out. They were very, very rude to him, going over his passport. And they treated him as if he were from the third world or something, which in itself would have been wrong. But Russia is looked down on in Europe. It's seen as sort of an international beggar. They do need Russia for gas and oil. Yes, they do. Russia is the gas station for Europe. But in terms of its culture, they look at the last 100 years. In the last 100 years, it was communism. Then communism briefly fell apart and it was replaced by organized crime. Putin is the head of organized crime in Russia. He's the crime boss, but he also was in the KGB when it was a communist country. They have a tremendous inferiority complex. I was in Russia in 1997 with the Justice Department, sponsored by the State Department, with a bunch of lawyers to go around. We went to St. Petersburg and lecture on our Constitution, on our criminal justice system, on our civil justice system. This was right in the middle of the thaw. Yeltsin was president. It was great. They're very fine people. A guy came up to me after I spoke. Obviously, I had translators. We all did. Guy goes, you know, you had a lot of nice things to say, Mr. Flynn, about Russia. And I did. I complimented them. I complimented them on their culture, on their accomplishments in literature, the 19th century, Dostoevsky, Pushkin, music, Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky. He said, you know, if we are so great, why do we have such an inferiority complex? This is what the guy said to me. And I said, well, here's the deal. You're in a very tough area of the world. You know, we have oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, to protect us while we formed as a nation. You have Islamic states on the south. You had the Mongols on your east and China. And you had to put up with that for a long time. And who knows what would have occurred in Russia if you'd been in a different neighborhood. Now, I don't know how polite that was, but it's what I believe. In any event, they have a deep inferiority complex. And so no European country would have said what these bad cop type Ruskies were saying. Are you kidding me? Go to heaven as a martyr. You know, there'll be an incendiary event. The smell of war is in the air. Nothing will come of this. We are one people, one folk with Ukraine. Who says stuff like that? Well, you know who does say stuff like that? Adolf Hitler said it about Poland in 1939. Hitler lied about Poland attacking it. He had troops massed on the border, and he goes, well, they attacked us, and he was lying about it, but then everybody in Germany thought, well, if they attacked us, we have to respond, and he went in and he invaded Poland. I had the feeling that that was in the air right now. And so when I looked at the press conference on the Zoom summit between Biden and Putin, I had very low expectations. I am happy to report, so ease up, have a second cup of coffee. I am happy to report, certainly in my opinion, that that was a successful summit from the point of view of the United States. There was a briefing by Jake Sullivan, the NSA guy, the National Security Agency head, Jake Sullivan. He did a very good job, and here's what he said. He said, Biden laid out the sanctions that will happen to Russia in no uncertain terms. If Russia invades Ukraine, this is specifically what is going to happen to them. What's going to happen to them economically? What's going to happen to them militarily? We will immediately ship far more weapons to Ukraine. We will add to our troops. on the Eastern Front in Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, all of our Eastern allies will be buttressed, Romania. You will be isolated, and we will never agree to your doing that. You better not do it. I think he'll take him off the SWIFT system. Some guy in, some guy in a little town in Russia cashes his meager paycheck. They're not doing well over there. And it bounces because no bank that's tied into the worldwide banking system will take it. They won't be able to borrow money. They are international beggars, even though they have gas and oil. Today, a statement comes out last night from Putin saying, well, why don't we restore full diplomatic relations? Why don't we let all of our various diplomats go back? And I'll talk about that in another segment. But this is not Putin suddenly talking about wars in the air. It may be, I'm hoping it's the case, that he was simply woofing, talking smack, talking trash, typical Russian, and that basically they know they're isolated. So that's the bad news, good news, the good cop, bad cop. They came in. I still don't trust them. They still could do it. But I feel much relieved after that press conference. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.